Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, we talk about it so much, but the ESRI has today brought out results of research about it. It's conducted research into attitudes to immigration in both rural and urban settings and in communities that are described as disadvantaged versus those that are more affluent. I'm joined now by Ciara Murphy, who's Senior Policy Officer with the ESRI. She's one of the co-authors of this research, and I'm delighted to say that she's with me. As I say, Ciara, you're very welcome.
Thanks.
We do talk about this, don't we, as an issue in Ireland so much, because if there is migrant accommodation, certainly about a year ago or so, if there was migrant accommodation speculated for somewhere, there were protests, attacks even, and complaints or claims of a lack of communication from government. What is your research telling us, though, about attitudes to immigration?
Yeah, so I suppose the research looked at the community level factors. And it's the first time this has been looked at in Ireland. You know, we've looked at individual level factors in the past. So kind of, you know, what on an individual level we found that education level, the ability to make ends meet easily, your perception, you know, your optimism about the future all mattered on an individual level. What this looked at is the impact of living in different types of communities. So, it, you know, and that's controlling for your individual level factors. And what's really interesting is that the community you live in matters for how you perceive immigration. So things like living in a disadvantaged community, independent of your own financial situation, impacts negatively on your perception of immigration.
And do we know why, Ciara?
Well, there's a lot of theories about this in the literature, things like, you know, economic precarity or insecurity, creating these perceptions of threat from other groups. And I mean, you know, what really seems to matter, according to the literature, is, you know, your perception of how the country as a whole is doing. So kind of the idea is the area you live in probably impacts on how you perceive the country as a whole to be doing.
Okay. And is the corollary true as well, then, that if you're living in a more affluent area, you're more positively disposed towards immigrants in your community?
Yeah. So, you know, that's what we look at it on a scale. So kind of if you're more towards a if you live in an area that's more towards the disadvantage end of the scale, it's more negative. So the opposite is also true, that if you're on the more on the less disadvantaged end of the scale, your attitudes are more positive. And I think one really interesting finding that came out of the research on that is we looked at the impact of an increase in immigration into your area. So between 2011 and 2022 censuses, if there was an increase in the share of migrants living in your area and the impact on attitudes. And what we found is that that had quite a negative impact in disadvantaged communities, but overall, on average, across all communities, had no impact, because it actually had a slight positive impact in less disadvantaged communities.
Okay. That's very interesting. And is it like, to go back to the disadvantaged communities for a second, is there more of a negative attitude, I wonder, because of the reason that people point to very often, that there's pressure on public services and they're possibly more needed in disadvantaged areas? Would that be fair? Did that come back in the research?
So that's really interesting. We also looked at kind of objective measures of pressure on services, trying to understand this. And this is quite innovative in an international context as well. So we looked at things like the number of GPs per person. We looked at housing pressure, so high levels of rent or high housing prices compared with income. And we looked at primary schools as well. And we found no negative impact on attitudes of these objective local measures of pressure on services. And kind of our interpretation is that, again, it might be this perception that matters more so on about services. So this idea of, you know, not necessarily your local level services, but the perception of services struggling in Ireland as a whole. But we find that really interesting, and it's probably one for further research.
Okay.
As well.
What about attitudes to immigrants, Ciara, in rural versus urban settings?
Yeah, so this was really interesting research as well, findings as well. So in line with lots of other international research, we find that, you know, living in a rural area makes you more likely to have more negative attitudes towards immigration. But that actually Is it changes depending on the share of migrants living in your rural area. So if you have quite a high share of migrants living in a rural area, then attitudes actually become as positive as urban areas. So that's kind of evidence for this contact theory that we hear a lot about in migration studies, where actual contact with migrants, positive contact with migrants, leads to more positive attitudes.
Yeah. I must say that makes complete sense to me. And it goes to the heart of the geniality or affability and curiosity maybe of Irish people. And when they strike up a conversation with someone and find out a little bit about them and see them as human beings, of course, any threat or fear is going to melt away. Very often. And that contact theory you mentioned, I was reading a little bit in your research, is very interesting indeed. So what's the big takeaway for you from your research then in terms of informing public policy?
So I think for me the big takeaway is that, you know, the economic and social conditions really impact attitudes towards immigration. So when we think about integration policies, that's not just targeted integration policies. It's actually, you know, all economic and social policies. You know, tackling disadvantage is really important for social cohesion as well as for disadvantage in itself. I think another one is, you know, maybe we can think about targeting integration funding to areas where we know, so being a little bit strategic and kind of saying, you know, we think these areas are vulnerable according to this data and according to kind of the factors that we know. And so can we be quite strategic and see if we can support integration measures in those areas as well?
Okay, very interesting indeed. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Ciara Murphy of the ESRI.